Welcome to Man Talk, a ministry sponsored by TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where we're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and to point men to their God-assigned roles. Now here's your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr.
Today we're bringing you a special series from our men's dinner held bi-monthly on Thursdays. Check out our website for more details, www.tawcmm.com. Today's episode will be with Bishop Larry Jackson.
God is one. The oil that hit the head hit all of the body as well. Glory to God. So everything is functioning in divine unity. Is that you don't understand how to function in the body. You know how to function in the church, quote unquote, but you don't know how to function in the body. And the body has a head. The body has a head, and the oil was poured on the head. The oil wasn't poured on the feet first, it was poured on the head, and it ran down to the feet. And you are part of the body of Christ. Goodness gracious. And Paul unwraps that in so many places so that we can understand body ministry. I was talking to him about the fact that in Ephesians, Paul is not talking about marriage in chapter 5. Husbands, love your wife even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. He ain't talking about me, he ain't talking about marriage. He's talking about Christ and the ecclesia, the church. He's talking about Christ in the church. He says, I'm talking about Christ in the church. He said, but nevertheless, husbands, love your wives, and wives, see that you reverence your husband. He said, see, the nevertheless told me he wasn't talking about marriage. Because nevertheless, changed subject. He was talking about Christ in the body. We don't understand how the body functions. When you understand how the body functions, now you come into oneness. Every part of your body is working together for the good of the whole. And so God said, I pour the oil on the head and the whole body is going to get it. And that's the unity he uses, that this oil is coming all the way down as it even came from Aaron so that you can understand the fullness of the body of Christ. I'm yelling, but I ain't yelling at you, I promise. I'm just passionate about this. That because we're losing, listen to me close, we're losing because the world is in more unity than the church is.
Amen. Yes.
They're far more passionate. You look at the alternate lifestyle community, they're far more passionate about this than you. When we should have been passionate about it, we would not be seeing men on our commercials kissing one another. We weren't passionate. We act like it couldn't happen here. And evil just kept getting stronger and stronger, more and more. They use their money for their call. They use their time for their call. And they're trying to invade a church near you as soon as they can. They are affecting legislation. I don't care your party affiliation, care not about it at all. Have no care whatsoever. Don't participate in it. Not in that fashion. I'm not under the power of any. I'm above it all. I'm definitely not a Republican. I'm definitely not a Democrat. I'm definitely not an independent. I'm a kingdom man. I came from heaven.
Amen.
I came to change this mess. Hallelujah. And none of it will cause me to get caught up in it. But when our president says that he will not give school lunches to kids if they don't let boys go in the girls' bathroom.
Yeah.
See? Withholding school lunch from children because you won't let a boy go in a girl's bathroom. Because they're more unified than we are. See, we were told during the pandemic, we were told that we were non-essential. You can't go to church. You're non-essential. Don't nobody need you. That's what non-essential means. You know that, right? Guess what was essential?
The liquor store.
The ABC store. The ABC store was essential. Know what they said? They said, if people cannot get to the alcohol they need, they may become violent and hurt folks. That was the rationale. Not if they can't get to Jesus or get to church, if they can't get to alcohol. Because you're non-essential. Because they saw no unity amongst us and everywhere. So Martin Luther King said what? What did he say? The most segregated time in America is Sunday morning at 11. Now at 10:30 or 10 or whatever time. Come on, it is the most segregated hour. All of us go to our different silos, worshiping our God, indifferent to everybody else. Luke said, no, that ain't how we did it. We were in one accord. Jesus said, they got to be in a symphony. Now, I believe the Spirit of the Lord asked me a question one day about the symphony thing. And he said to me, so when is what would you consider the most essential time in a symphony orchestra for the musician? I said, essential time, that's the important time. What's the most important time? I'm thinking, okay, when they got a solo? Nah, that won't end. He said, tune it, that's essential. Yes, that's right, but that won't end either. He told me that the most essential time for somebody planning an ulcer was when they weren't playing. I said, what? He said, because they know when not to play. Because to not play is unity. Y'all ain't hear me.
Amen.
You didn't hear what I, did you hear what I just told you?
Yeah.
Because it's not in the score to play at that point for you. You can't hit the bell. You can't decide, I'm going to play a solo on my bell. No, you can't. It's not. So you got to wait until ding. Fit perfect right there. Don't play it. Don't hit it again. It ain't ding ding. But nobody who's in the orchestra is taking their eyes off the sheet music. Everybody knows when it's their time to play. And they don't miss it at all. Because their eyes is on the conductor and the score, which is the vision. So that the world,
that's the audience,
so that the world, and by the way, you notice the conductor is really not concerned about that audience. He's concerned about the orchestra. The orchestra is facing the world. The audience. And the audience now is hearing a sound that is beautiful because they're being conducted and they're in tune with one another in everything that they do. And they know when and when not to play. So you've been sitting in church for a while. You're not doing a thing. And you are happy about not doing it too. Because why? It ain't my time. I'm not trying to make up nothing. It ain't my time. Because there is a conductor and a concert master. This person for me represents the pastor or the leadership in the local church. That concert master, who that conductor, the conductor is the Jesus the conductor, the only person handing ship was concert master. You are the team leader for all of this so that I can lead them into where I need to lead them. If the conductor don't bring you in, you don't come in. But how many people are playing and they shouldn't be? How many people should be playing and aren't? We waiting for you to play your part. You at home looking at a basketball game. You missing in action. You should. It's your time. It's your moment. You see? Go to Ephesians chapter 4. My time is just flying out. It's going to get good. It's going to get good. All right? Y'all with me?
Yep.
Okay? Okay, before I go any further, right now, before I go any further, tell me at this point, because I do this at my church, at the end of my services every time. What have you learned so far? Talk to me. Don't preach to me. Just tell me. What have you learned? What have you heard? What did you learn? Talk to me.
Bucks in six.
I can hear you.
Bucks in six.
Bucks in six. Well, one voice, one sound, right? One voice, one sound. What else have you learned?
No power in dissension.
No power in dissension. Good.
Power in unity.
Come on, there is power in unity. Great. What else? Yes, sir.
No when to play.
No when to play. No when to play. Huh?
Play every day.
Passion.
Yes, Lord. Be of one accord.
The word symphonia.
Huh?
Symphonia.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. You didn't know that? Yes, sir. Yes.
Start it out.
That's good.
Let's go out.
Yes, sir. Take that message out to others. Yes, sir. What? Anything else? Come on. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I learned that Giannis was the best player in the NBA. Because two nights ago, my daughter put on Rise, that movie.
Yeah.
You ever watch that?
Yes. They're about
so
his life.
About his folks that came to Greece.
Yeah.
And were illegal all those years, and
yeah.
How he made it to the big leagues.
Yeah.
It's a great movie. His mom was a Christian believer.
Yeah.
That's how come they had the guts to stick it out.
Yeah.
Being illegal in Greece all those years.
That's awesome. Yep. Yep, he is the best player. That can be disputed, but because a lot of people think Kevin Durant is that, but I think it's Giannis. Yes.
How about playing the instrument you've been given?
Play the instrument you've been given, because they're not jumping around from oboe to violin to piano, right? Right. Play the instrument you've been given. I like it. Yes, sir.
Wait on the conductor.
Wait on the conductor. My God. What would it look like in our local churches if we got to the point that we could fight for unity so that the conductor would show up?
Amen.
That we're not satisfied until we're in total unity so that the conductor can take his place.
Play your part.
Play your part. Good. Good. Anyone else?
Know when not to play.
Know when not to play is important. Very important, because you're staying on the sheet of music.
But what if nobody ever sees me, and I'm waiting patiently to play, because I know I have gifts, I know I have talent, I know I have ability. Reality is, it's hard to sit there and not have your gifts used when you see people whose gifts are used, you know your gifts are better than theirs.
Yeah.
How do you walk through that?
Well, that's amazing, because again, when you look at the symphony, many times you forget that the percussionist is over there. until one smash of the cymbals, and you go, oh, you are over there. They've been sitting over there the whole time. But none of the music was set up for them to play. But when it was time for them to play, they added what needed to be added at that proper time. So if I learn to wait, my sound will be amplified and even better than if I try to make my way.
You also got to wait for the conductor to point the baton at you.
Oh, he does. Yes. Somebody back here. Yes, sir.
I was saying, that's what comes me, the sheet.
Yes, sir.
You might have to read a long time.
Yeah, that's right. You got to read that score for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll tell you when to play.
Yes, sir. Hit them cymbals.
Yeah, 1A chord or B flat.
1A chord. That's really good. I'll steal that. Thank you.
Don't confuse waiting places.
That's good. That answers his question. Don't confuse waiting with complacence.
In other words, don't say, I'm waiting till somebody comes and asks. I'm waiting till God moves me. We talked about this in our Friday morning group. If you don't start stepping towards the conductor, he's not going to be able to use you.
Because you don't have a passion.
That's right. You're sitting there waiting. He can't move anything that's stationary.
That's right.
He can make it happen, but he's not going to force you.
Nope, and he's not going to come play for you.
That's one of the most dangerous things you can do if you like your complacency. Say the prayer, God, use me how you see fit, and you'll be amazed how many things start popping up. You're like, okay, I got to start working on this now.
Yeah.
How about show up, be in line so the oil will hit you?
Woo! There we go. Mm. Woo! Woo!
Hold on.
That's deep.
I don't see any more notes to play.
You in Ephesians?
Yes,
sir.
So the symphony can see both the conductor and the audience.
Yes.
And what happens when they take their eyes off the conductor and start looking at the audience?
Yeah, they're going to miss their cue. They're going to miss their cue. And they could play too loud. It's interesting because he's not just doing hand movements. Every one of these hand movements means something. And so if he wants them to play softer, their eyes not following him. And now you may be playing the right note, but it's too loud. Because I wanted to pull you back. You see? And so it's that conductor is really important to know how to do and how to move. And again, that's also going to be a part of, in rehearsal and all that, of the concert master even making sure all that is in place as well. Yes, sir.
Fixing our eyes on Jesus.
Yes, sir.
The
author. Finisher of our faith. That's it. Yes, sir.
Mr. Conductor, is it time for us to testify to other people?
Yes.
I'm testifying tomorrow.
Yes.
I'm testifying tomorrow. I want to more important. I want to hear everybody. I'm testifying tomorrow to somebody I don't know.
Yep.
Say, I want to hear it. I want to hear you all. I'm testifying. I'm testifying tomorrow. I'm testifying tomorrow.
Right. Because you, again, you're not, again, we're not listening to a message. We're not trying to hear a message. We're trying to spread a message.
That's right.
You see? And you could introduce Justin Fono to somebody and they have no clue that was there. They didn't know what that's about. So let me give you an example. How long do I have done? My time's almost up, ain't it? Okay, good. So watch this. So let me show you how to get some unity in your house. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, real quick. And we're gonna do it by prayer. Okay? We're gonna do it by prayer. So Roy, this is what I want you to do. Roy, I want you to pray just a prayer, general prayer. In a minute, I want you to pray it out loud.
This concludes today's message. Join us again next week when we continue this series with Bishop Jackson from our July 28th Men's Dinner. You can watch this message in its entirety on our YouTube page, youtube.com/@TAWCMM.
As we conclude today's show, TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, are building a community of men to be servant leaders in their home, communities, churches, and work environment. Check us out at our website for upcoming events and regular scheduled meetings. Don't forget to send us an email for topics that you would like us to visit in the future. Thank you for joining us today on Man Talk. Visit us at TAWCMM.com.